It changes the topic really fast.
You want to say that one more time?
Basically, we had a meeting annual extension conference last fall, and I spoke about this similar stuff I just presented here today. And we were asking ourselves, as an extension unit, how do you talk to farmers about climate change? And the first, like, back to that Fight Club, the old movie, first thing about climate change, don't talk about climate change. Talk about the weather. And so that's, you meet them, you talk about the weather, and they all agree, yeah, there's been some extreme weather. We had a drought, we had a wet spring, you know, it's been hot, it's been cold, we got our polar vortex. They're all very comfortable with that. But when you start talking about climate change, then you have to be a little careful. That's all. I
hear that from researchers over and over again, actually.
Yeah, I think it's nothing special about agriculture. You go talk to the automobile industry, they're going to be this, or pick your other favorite industry. I think there's plenty of people who are skeptics of climate change for various reasons, and there's a lot of them in agriculture, but there's a lot of them in other industries too.
I can definitely understand the value of that as far as just talking about how do you have to adapt to whatever the weather is going to be on the short-term basis. You can talk about innovation pretty easily without talking about climate change, but it's hard to talk about long-term shifts, long-term planning.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't use the word climate change or talk about
right,
that
right.
Kind of stuff.
And the thing is a lot of them, they think about long-term all the time, but not as a climate change issue. They just think about how am I going to farm? I got to make my career and I want to pass the farm along to somebody. And so long-term is on their minds, but I think a lot of these changes are slow and they can adapt. I mean, you heard Secretary Bransel talk about how we used to be a big wheat state and then we switched to the dairy and then corn. Who knows? Maybe we'll switch again some other day. I mean, soybeans came into this country in the 30s is when they really came in. Crops change and for various reasons because markets change. And so we'll see. Maybe we'll change. I mean, we used to have a lot more potatoes than we do now. Things like that. So I'm not, we could do, you heard the talk about the California drought, and I could see us doing more vegetables here. We used to have a large lettuce industry here, but the Californians drove us out of business. Well, maybe a drought or two will drive us into business in lettuce.
So it sounds like we can do what we need to do with respect to adapting to climate change without talking about it as such. Is that what
that's the my plan? Feeling. If from a political, or I don't know what to call it, just a way to communications methodology is, just talk to about it in a way that will work with your audience. And whatever language you need to use to work with your audience, that's the language you would use. And so talk about the weather. And look, here's a new opportunity. We can start doing this now. And it seems to be more resilient to the kind of weather we've been getting the last few years. And whatever that opportunity is, couch it that way, it's fine.
That's great. Do you think that I could get a copy of the presentation that you made and use some of the slides?
Yes. And there's also the one slide I didn't put. Yeah, it's extremely boring. It's a horrible paper.
It's got some stuff. It's got good stuff in it, but I was hoping actually to use to send out some of the slides.
The distillation. Yeah, I mean, there's the slide. The only one that's not on there that is one of the questions we asked was, how do you see yourself adapting to, I think we used the word weather or something, and what their opportunities were, what they saw themselves doing. And I sent it to somebody, I forget who it was, and the one thing is irrigation. Only Mississippi was big on going into irrigation. And what somebody wondered how that would change after 2012, the drought of 2012. Would farmers be more interested in using irrigation in Wisconsin? And we've seen that. I've talked to people, county agents, they are saying more interested in irrigation. But is that because crop prices are high or because the drought has been an issue? You know, I don't know. Yeah.
And what other distinctions, in the paper, I just skimmed through the part where you're talking about like the different producer characteristics, mm-hmm. like correlating with different beliefs. What were the big lessons that you drew from who believes what within the producers?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But I would say I don't think there was anything that really stood out. I mean,
age?
Oh, there were a few of those that showed up, but I don't remember exactly. It's been a while since these papers, you know, if you talk to professors, it's years ago that you seem to have done it, and then, oh yeah, it's published, yeah, and it's finally published, and it takes forever.
So should I just look at the paper?
Yeah, and I can't remember what was significant and what wasn't in statistical perspective.
But it wasn't like there was a dominant narrative.
Exactly, that's what, we struggled with it for that. Yeah, we really struggled, I remember that, trying to figure out what is the dominant message. I think what we really got is, like I tried to mention there, farmers are alike no matter where they are from. Geographically, they tend to be similar. The Texas farmer is similar to the Wisconsin farmer in a lot of ways. It's those regional differences we talk about, north and south, tend to disappear on some of these issues among some populations like farmers, at least on the climate change. I was really surprised how much they fell out the same. The state that stood out as different was North Carolina oftentimes. well, if you look at the slides and some of this stuff, they would tended to be more thinking, let's climate change is a real issue and stuff like that. And I was surprised, like, they're a southern state, and here we are, a northern state with this big liberal university, and our farmers don't believe that. So it was really, that was a surprise to me.
They are near a really big storm.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was wondering, if the hurricanes had something to do with that. They had some experience with that, so.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Sure. If you just do me an email.
I don't actually have my card.
Yeah, if you just give me your email.
Yeah, it's kgolden